You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Having a big night tonight in the National Football League. Coming up in a couple minutes, the Commanders have their eyes on a quarterback, but does he really want to come to D.C.? Do Bears fans really want to come to the new stadium in Chicago that's being proposed? All we've seen is architectural renderings, Chelsea, but they look gorgeous. The Bears have sort of flirted with what, Arlington Heights, and now they've released these, beautiful renderings of a new state-of-the-art fixed-roofed stadium alongside the lakefront in Chicago. A lot of recreational and multi-purpose use as part of this rendering as well, where you see baseball fields, a lot of green space. But according to Double D and the Chicago ones that have looked at this, they're saying this is all well and fine, and there would be a long way to go to get this approved by the city of Chicago. There's no parking, so I don't know if that's true or not, but like the Bears president said yesterday, it's not going to be easy, but Chicago doesn't do things the easy way. This is always fascinating to me because the renderings look great, but there's so much political red tape that you have to go through to get there.
Yeah, because it's so expensive. Because somebody's got to foot the bill for this. And I'm seeing that where they want to build it is not even land that they own. So I don't know if they have to buy it or what's going on with that. But also, who's going to be paying for this? Is it going to be the taxpayers? Because it sounds like it might have to be, at least partly on the taxpayers of Chicago. Mm-hmm. Not sure if that's going to go through. So I know we are living in a fantasy land when we look at some of these renderings, but it does look cool. Like, I don't know if I'd want to, like, increase my taxes for it, but the good people of Chicago, yeah, just take one for the team, guys. This is an awesome stadium if you could get it approved.
Yeah. Apparently, the Bears have pledged more than $2 billion to this project, and that would cover a little more than 70% of the stadium cost. And to complete the project, then the Bears are asking for a hotel tax in Chicago, and probably some other funds as well. So we'll keep an eye on that. But, you know, it's interesting to me being here in D.C. because Monumental Sports, which owns the Capitals and the Wizards, it was a huge controversy here where they were ready to move to Virginia. And they had sort of in private over the past year and a half, come up with these renderings, this plan. And then everyone thought, oh my God, they're leaving D.C. And it looked that way. At the last minute, those plans got completely tanked by the Virginia Senate and then the city of Alexandria. So now the Wiz and Caps are staying in downtown D.C. And then also you got the Commanders out at FedEx Field, which is terrible. It's a tinker toy of a stadium, and they know it. And so now they're looking at maybe building a new stadium, maybe in Maryland, maybe in Virginia. But if they could come back to RFK in D.C., it would be amazing. But the thing about this is that these things take forever to go down, which is understandable. So things like this get me excited, but at the same time, I know you got to be patient, dude.
But it does look cool to have it inside the city, because mm-hmm. when you are visiting a city for a football game, don't you want to feel like you're in the city? And there's some kind of skyline, or there's some kind of feel about the city where you're right in the heart of things. So I understand that the parking's probably going to be a nightmare, and for all the people that live there. But it does look really cool. The other thing I notice, and please correct me if I'm wrong, it's enclosed, right? How long do you think before most NFL stadiums are indoors? Because this is one of like the few remaining places that weather obviously is a factor in the winter. It's snow games. Chicago obviously gets very cold in the winter. Mm-hmm. I don't think the field will ever be enclosed. But do you think down the road that we will see fewer and fewer outdoor stadiums?
Yes, I do. I think just naturally we will, because you will want to shield teams from the elements, and the world is getting hotter anyway, at least for college football. Down in Texas, my God, we're not going to have a dome stadium ever, but when those kids are playing in 100-degree heat at noon on a Saturday, I'm like, man, 20 years, I'm going to have to dome that thing up. But I do love certain cities like the Bills. I love that they are planning their new stadium. Nah, they're like, we're not putting a dome on this bad boy. This is Buffalo, which I love, because that's part of the fabric of the team and part of going to Buffalo, right? You have to brave the elements. I wish more teams would look at doing that, but I understand why you would probably dome a stadium if you have the opportunity. But that's part of the NFL, too. Is not, you don't want to see every single stadium domed. It would take away from the elements, and that's part of football.
Yeah, and it's very easy for us to say from the comfort of our couches.
Correct.
Those boys need to play in the elements. Meanwhile, can we turn the thermostat up? I like it 70 in my house. But the real question is, will Caleb Williams like playing indoors? And I think the answer is probably yes. Do you think this goes into this decision at all? Like, if the face of your franchise is somebody who's coming from Southern California?
I think more than anything, it's not necessarily about, well, it's partially about Caleb Williams. It's not about him in particular. It's about a fresh start for the Bears, right? Because they have sort of a new management or management people in place as part of the franchise. They're starting fresh with the number one pick. They were good at times last season. So it's like, listen, this is our time to build this stadium, start from the ground up, literally, have a franchise quarterback for the next 10, 15 years. We've got the management team in place. And now from here forward, it's very similar to DC, honestly, if you think about it, where DC has a new ownership group, but they need to build a new stadium. They're going to draft their franchise quarterback. They're excited about the future. They have some capital here moving forward. And so they're looking at the next 10 years, and this is the time to get the fan base excited after years of struggling. So I think that's what it is.
I think you do have to provide little morsels of hope to fan bases who haven't had much to root for over the past few years. So it does feel like, you know, the Bears at least have maybe a light at the end of the tunnel. I think a lot of it depends on your viewpoint of what Caleb Williams would be. Jenks, do you think we'll see any drama regarding Caleb Williams tonight, or do you think this is very set in stone?
No, I think it's done. It's over. We don't have to worry about it. Bears are going to grab Caleb Williams, and that's it. What is Washington going to do at 2? Because the thought is it's either Jaden Daniels or Drake May, and there is a report from The Athletic that Jaden Daniels would want to play for the Raiders or Vikings, but will end up in Washington.
And that's how it works, buddy.
Yeah. Well, and also, if you read a little bit deeper into this story, this is one of those fantastical headlines that there's not much to it. And it makes sense, right? Jaden Daniels is telling people he wants to play for the Raiders. Well, why wouldn't he? Because Antonio Pierce is now the head coach for the Raiders. Antonio Pierce was the defensive coordinator at Arizona State. So Jaden Daniels, before he went to LSU, obviously played at Arizona State. So he knew Antonio Pierce for, what, 2 or 3 years and has a relationship with him. So if you're a college kid, why wouldn't you want to go play for a coach that you already know and like? That's just human nature. So instead of looking at it like, oh, I don't want to go to DC, he's just saying, would I rather go play for someone I know? Of course.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Right. I think this is the time of year where you have to sort through the nonsense, because mm-hmm. there are a lot of clickbait headlines and a lot of smokescreens that agents, that publicists, that journalists who are, you know, on the other end of the puppeteer strings are putting out. So I am interested to hear and see what actually unfolds tonight. Because like I said, there's so many of these type of stories. Like I saw one where Brock Bowers, the tight end from Georgia, said something like, oh, I'd love to play for the Titans. I'm like, well, yeah, because you'd be a higher draft pick, because the Titans have the right. seventh overall pick. So he's trying to, you know, push himself up in the order and get some more money. So we will see how it all unfolds. I'm excited for my Titans. I'm excited to see who they choose. I know an offensive lineman is not like the sexiest pick. But we'll see if they get him. But I would love to get Malik Nabers. My goodness, what a talent. I think this is the best part of the NFL draft, is the hope springing eternal for what could be. Because we also had this conversation about Treylon Burks a few years ago, and he has done a whole lot of nothing. So, Jenks, we'll see.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what the Titans do. I think they go Joe Alt, big old Joe Alt on the offensive line to protect Will Levis, but Nabers would be an electric factory. What are the Broncos going to do? The Broncos are at 12. And according to Peyton Manning, who was interviewed on a local Denver radio station, still very close to the Broncos brass there, he says the Broncos want J.J. McCarthy. But again, they have the 12th pick in the draft. They would have to move up from 12 to grab him. Should they do it? I would say no. They're gonna have to pay their penance for Russell Wilson, right? Like, yeah, they can trade up and get him. There's no question. But the problem is now is that, look, you're gonna have to pay the Russell Wilson tax. You went and got him. You traded away a ton of picks. Okay, you owe him a ton of money, and so there's gonna have to be at least a year or two with. Where you just take the punch. Do you know what I mean? So if you want to get your franchise quarterback, okay, fine. But you're going to have to give up even more capital to the point where you don't have anything left. So I could be wrong here. If they really believe in J.J. McCarthy and they think he is the guy and he's really, really worth it, fine, I guess make that move. But if you're not completely sold, if you have any doubts whatsoever, don't set your franchise back even more than you already have.
Yeah, I think the Broncos have to earn back our trust when it comes to evaluating talent at the quarterback position. Because think of all the quarterbacks that they have drafted and they've said, ooh, this guy's the next big thing. Remember when they said that about Brock Osweiler? They're like, oh, he's so tall. He's so projectable to the NFL. And they gave him a lot of money. And he has turned out to be a very expensive backup quarterback that has, I think, last in the league like a few years ago. So like he hasn't even been active. So I think you look at the quarterbacks since Peyton Manning, Trevor Siemian, Case Keenum, Joe Flacco, Drew Locke, Jeff Driscoll, Teddy Bridgewater, and then the disaster that was very expensive in Russell Wilson. So until the Broncos show that they can evaluate talent at quarterback, which is crazy. You know, when John Elway was a part of the, you know, decision-making process, you would think that he knows how to evaluate quarterbacks, but it hasn't been the case. So the Broncos are like that person that dates a bunch of losers and you're like, okay, here's the new boyfriend. Let's see what he's got. But I'm going to be a little skeptical.
Yeah, I'm the same way. And I really like J.J. McCarthy. And the more I read and the more I look at what he did at Michigan, I can see why teams are high on him. And I'll tell you one thing. And I'm not the first person to say this, but someone's going to trade up and grab him. I don't think it's going to be the Broncos. It's going to be the Vikings. The Vikings are going to make a move. They need a quarterback. They can move up. And they already have a stud in Justin Jefferson that McCarthy can throw to. Who do the Broncos have? I'm drawing a complete blank right now. Who do they have at receiver?
They're always hurt. Like, that's the problem, is they have some good receivers. They just are never healthy. They have had, like, terrible issues. Let's see if we can find the wide receivers depth chart. It's been a while since we've talked football, and I think that's why we're kind of struggling. Jerry Jeudy, Cortland Sutton, Tim Patrick was good. So I think they've had some good players. They just cannot stay healthy. So I think they have some talent, but obviously you need somebody to throw them the ball. And right now the depth chart for the Broncos, Jarrett Stidham, Zach Wilson, and Ben DiNucci. What a rotation.
Yeah, I mean, God, what are they going to roll with? DiNucci and Stidham next season? Holy Lord. I understand why you need J.J. McCarthy, but does it make sense when I say, how much more can you give up when you're the Broncos? Like, they can, but they're already so moribund when you look at their roster, and they're already sending Russ all this money, who's in Pittsburgh now. Like, they're just trapped. And you got to pay the price at some point. I know they want their franchise quarterback. If you believe he's the guy, fine, do it. But you're going to set yourself back even more, which is going to make it even more difficult for J.J. McCarthy. I guess the flip side is, well, fine, let him struggle for a couple years. Then we bring in the guys to help him out. I don't know. They're in a tough spot here.
Yeah, I should note that Jerry Jeudy got traded to the Browns. Thank you, David, for putting that in the chat. Been a while since we talked football again. I think then we see the fact that we see the cautionary tale of what happened to the Carolina Panthers. Do you think this makes teams be a little bit more cautious when trading up for a quarterback? Because guess who can't even cheer for anything tonight in the first round of the NFL draft? The Carolina Panthers fans. Oh. They don't even have a pick. My poor husband is a Panthers fan. I was like, oh, we got the NFL draft tonight. He's like, well, we don't. I was like, oh. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Not us. Okay. Well, I don't know, Chelsea. It's going to be a long ride. I really hope for Panthers fans, and I like Bryce Young a lot. I really hope that he ends up turning things around in Carolina, because by all accounts, he's a good guy. He has a ton of talent. But, man, they mortgaged everything for that guy. And it has to kill them, just absolutely kill them, to see C.J. Stroud crushing it in Houston. So we'll see what happens, but are you excited for the draft before we go to break? I'm pretty bumped.
I am too, because I want to see drama. You know me. I am always rooting for chaos, and the NFL draft is usually where chaos takes place. Somebody's going to make a bad decision tonight.
Oh, that's always the fun. Usually the Jets. They're the ones who make the bad decisions.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.